Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author Kara Starn. She's got a wonderful book out on spiritual warfare called Defend Yourself, Biblical Tactics for Tearing Down Strongholds, and not a topic that we've addressed much in the 5 years of Hope Is Here, but I'm seeing the enemy doing a lot of John 10:10, where Jesus warned us that the enemy will come to steal and kill and destroy. But I'm so thankful that in the next breath, Jesus says, but I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And by doing that, you have to stand on God's word and what he says about you. And also the Bible talks about we don't fight against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities. But don't talk about that a lot in church or on this program. But we want to help take your faith and your knowledge of God's word to another level. So, Kara, thanks for being back with us. And yesterday we ended our program talking a little bit about footholds and strongholds. And, that was a central issue in your testimony that you shared yesterday. And man, if you missed that, you need to go back and catch those 14 minutes. It was really, really just powerful what she went through and the battle she went through. And obviously she's gotten the victory through God's word. But please go check that out at our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org, or our YouTube channel, which is Hope Is Here. So Kara, share with us, what is the difference between footholds and strongholds?
Okay, so footholds and strongholds. The issue is it all starts with a foothold. Nobody wants a stronghold, but it starts with a foothold, and that's what we overlook. Okay, because the foothold gives the devil access, okay? But you know my phrase, we don't like loose cannons, we're going to go to the Bible. So Ephesians 4 tells us, okay, Paul is telling the believers how to live a godly life, how not to be like the Gentiles. And in verses 26 to 27, he's telling them not to be angry and not to sin, okay? And that's when he says, don't give the devil a foothold. So from that verse, we basically know that anger and sin can give the devil a foothold, or the whole warning wouldn't be wrapped up with the statement, don't give the devil a foothold. So anger is not the only thing that can give the devil a foothold. Sin can too. But the pattern, okay, that we see here between anger and sin is number one, okay, it's when you're doing something you know you aren't supposed to do. Things that are ungodly can give a foothold. Number two, doing them for too long and not coming under grace, mercy, forgiveness, and God's protection. So how does the devil get the foothold? Basically, when you stick out your foot into places you know it shouldn't be, and you hold it out there in the open for too long, guess who's going to grab it? The devil. And so when you give the devil a foothold, one foothold, that's all he needs, because now he's got a hold on you, and he's going to work on setting up a stronghold in your life. So the danger of footholds is that they lead to strongholds. And so if the long-range goal is to build a stronghold, why does it have to begin with a foothold? And you have to consider that in order to build a stronghold, you need like a plot of land, okay? You need some acreage. And in Ephesians 4:27, when you actually look at the Greek behind the word that we have for foothold, it actually means place. So Paul is saying, don't give the devil a place, okay? Because when you give him a place, you give him land on your own turf, okay? So what we have to know is, in military terms, a stronghold is set up. Basically, a stronghold can defend you, okay? Or an enemy stronghold is going to come into your land, right? And so basically, he's going to move into your kingdom and launch offensive raids on you, okay? And they're going to have to cross over an inch closer and closer to your turf, right? Because they're trying to get access, and they're trying to find an undefended plot of land that they can take over, okay? And that's going to work to their advantage. And that's the foothold. And that's what they're going to begin building a stronghold on. And so a stronghold isn't a weapon. It is a base of operations for the enemy to sit on your turf, camp out and come into your land and build a fortress to house and protect all of their forces. And it's like a beehive, right? Okay. And so now they have a base of operations on your turf, from which point they're going to launch an offensive onslaught every single day until they utterly destroy you. And so they're antagonizing you in your own space because you gave them the place to do that.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So let me ask you a question. How does a believer know if they have a stronghold?
Okay. How does a believer know if they have a stronghold? 2 Corinthians 3:5, okay, it says, for though we live in the world, we don't wage war as the world does, okay? The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So we demolish strongholds and every argument that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take it captive and make every thought obedient to God, okay? So that's 2 Corinthians 3:5. So there are a few signals here from that scripture that we can use to assess if we're up against a stronghold. And the theme here is very militant, okay? So we're going to need to have some tough opposition, okay? That, and it's going to take focus and strategy and persistence. Because when it comes to a stronghold, you can't just take one swing and expect it to go down. It's been built layer upon layer. Even the Israelites had to walk around the walls of Jericho 7 times, okay? And so Paul is saying we have to demolish strongholds. So the book talks about rigging explosives. And so how do you know if you've come up against the strongholds? Is they're really fortified? They've got layers. So James 4:7 says that if you submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you. So that means when we're right with God and when we repent of our sin and we push back on Satan, we're going to drive him out. So the first step is we want to turn to God and get right with him and repent of our sins. And that should push out the devil. Okay. If you do that, a lot of people are going to get back their life. And that's because they're not in sin. And so naturally, they're going to have a turnaround for walking right with God. But when you repent and you walk with God and things don't improve, that could be a signal that you're dealing with a stronghold. Okay. And that's because the sin has been there for so many years, okay? There's a few other things that can really come up against, can build a stronghold. Trauma is a really, really tricky one. Because you didn't do anything wrong, right? But the devil doesn't play fair. And it's not beneath him to go for your trauma, right? Because like I said, when we stick our foot out in places that it doesn't need to be, and it's out there long enough, who's going to grab onto it? Okay, the devil. And a lot of people, here's what I want you to consider. The predator is waiting for vulnerable children. And you know that I work with runaway and trafficked youth. And did you know that runaway youth have a high chance of being picked up by a trafficker within 48 hours of leaving their house?
Wow.
And so when children are in unbearable pain, they run away. And a predator knows how to spot a child in pain who's on the run, and he's going to grab the child. And so when we leave our father's house because we're in pain, instead of staying in our safe place when we're in pain, the predator is going to come for us, right? And so strongholds are really, really tricky with the trauma thing. So I would say if you repent and you're walking with God, and something you still can't break through, probably dealing with a stronghold.
Yeah. No. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So let me ask you a question. So unfortunately, sometimes strongholds do get built in people's life. How does a believer tear it down? Because, you know, You were a believer when all this stuff happened to you. So it wasn't an issue that you didn't know Jesus. But how does a believer tear the stronghold down?
Okay. So a stronghold is exactly what it sounds like. And it's going to be really strong and really fortified. And there's a lot of work that goes into demolishing strongholds. Because by the time you realize the devil's built one, it's been fortified brick after brick for years. And so you have to identify the stronghold. You have to repent of it. You have to turn your heart back to God. And you have to repent of sin, okay? And sin is really the easy foothold, all right? There are much more trickier ones like trauma, and those are going to take a lot more work. Because when it's dealing with trauma, then you have to be healed by God. And there's usually some type of relationship, disattachment that needs mending and healing. And that's going to need to take place on a really deep level. Okay, so that's all just the starting work to getting the enemy to back up, to getting to step up to the plate to deal with the stronghold, right? But we have to have a strategy. when we're dealing with strongholds, we have to have a strategy. You can't just go swinging at it blindly like it's, you know, a pinata, okay? So when Paul talks about strongholds, he's using militant terminology. And he says in order to demolish it, you have to use your weapons of warfare, okay? And it's interesting to me, okay, that Paul never listed the weapons of warfare. But Paul's a list guy. He's a list guy. He listed out the armor of God, the offices of the church, and the gifts of the Spirit. But when he mentions the weapons of warfare, there's no list. And I believe it's because when you're in a battle, those weapons of warfare, they need to be fashioned according to the person in the battle. And so certain weapons are going to be absolutely foundational. And those are in my book. Those are going to be the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, scripture, prayer, fasting, and communion. Those are foundational, okay? But there's another type that might be provided by God that are more specific and supplied to you. And those could be things like writing and making decrees, doing prophetic acts, carrying out personalized instructions from God. And we see those things. We see when Jehoash, you know, struck the arrows and they walked around the walls of Jericho. We see those things. So when it's the armor of God, okay, those pieces are for offense and defense. But it's our weapons of warfare that we need to actually perform a militant attack, okay? Because they are the weapons of warfare, okay, drive us to pull down, cast down, and bring into captivity, okay? And we have to realize if this is what we've been equipped with, we should assume as believers we're actually going to need the equipment, right? And so I don't buy that whole thing that believers don't have spiritual warfares and opposition and all that silliness. So you can't just tell a stronghold to go down, okay? You can't just cast it out like dealing with a single evil spirit. When a stronghold is there, it's because you gave it place, okay? And you gave it a deed and a piece of the pie on the corner of your land. And so at that point, you actually have to bring out your weapons to demolish it. And so I think in the next episode, what we're going to do is we're actually going to cover the logistics of how I actually used my weapons of warfare in a strategic and coordinated manner to finally get free. Free from 6 years of wild mental torment and affliction. And so I think we have a good foundation for footholds and strongholds. And the next one, we want people who are dealing with this to know that we actually have a template that they can take home and use for themselves.
Good stuff. So glad you have tuned in today. We have been talking with Kara Starn. She's the author of a wonderful book called Defend Yourself, Biblical Tactics for Tearing Down Strongholds. And this topic of spiritual warfare, it's real. And obviously, if you listen yesterday and today, you're like, man, you've got my attention. And as followers of Jesus, we need to be on the offensive and not the defensive. And Kara's done a great job of explaining that. But tomorrow, we're going to look at how can Christians become delivered and set free. So if you've been blessed by this program, I hope you'll share the podcast. Podcasts of All Our Hope Is Here programs are available on all the major platforms, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify. So share these programs if you've been blessed. I also want to encourage you to go to Kara's website, find out more about her, and get a copy of this wonderful book. It's simply her name, KaraStarnes.com. That's KaraStarnes.com, and also check out her YouTube channel. It's simply Kara Starnes. For Kara Starnes, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.